This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Agricultural Society assures chicken shortage is temporary and urges against the importation of poultry. Investigations are ongoing to determine the cause of a fire at Banks Breweries this morning. The Seventh-day Adventist Church addresses social issues and calls for greater community engagement. BARP prepares seniors for digital transition with new training programs and criminal gangs stepping up attacks in Haiti. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, has addressed concerns about a shortage of chicken in some supermarkets across the island. Mr. Paul confirmed that while some stores are facing difficulties securing adequate supplies, the issue is not expected to be prolonged. He told Starcom Network News producers should not rush to import poultry and suggested that the issue may stem from a demand surge rather than a supply shortage. He assured that the industry is actively working to meet this growing demand.
Some supermarkets are experiencing difficulties at this time. It is not something that is going to be prolonged. And again, I wish to emphasize, it should not be seen as an opportunity to hastily go and arrange for imports of any poultry. However, in discussions with the hatcheries, it seems as if there is a problem with the hatchability when it comes to the eggs themselves. But again, the numbers being placed are increasing. As a matter of fact, as was indicated by Mr. Barry Gale, they have placed over 300,000 more chicks than they placed last year already. Now, that is an increase. It seems to be a demand issue rather than a supply issue, where people have not told us what they anticipate to be the demand. And it's just that you're seeing amounts coming in, increasing amounts. This situation is not something that we could have anticipated. The amount of chicken that's being consumed certainly seems to be increasing. And we, within the industry, will step up to the plate in terms of trying to satisfy.
Mr. Paul assured the public that there are no anticipated supply issues for chicken during the Christmas period.
There is no issue when it comes to supplies at Christmas, and we don't anticipate it as a problem. Let me also say that from time to time in the industry worldwide, there are issues. There was a situation where we basically impacted on what is happening in the rest of the world. And this whole issue of hatchability is not only restricted to Barbados, because we've been checking for our Caribbean neighbors, and there have been issues. So again, I want to emphasize that it is not an opportunity for people to say, well, you know, the industry cannot handle it, so let us import. It is not an opportunity for that. We are working through the issues. We actually are going to work even more closely with the supermarkets to try to make sure from a long-term basis that this situation is addressed. So there is no reason for anybody to start to call for any further imports of poultry.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Investigations are ongoing to determine the cause of a fire in a micro lab at Banks Breweries Limited, which occurred earlier today. Deputy Chief Fire Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Henderson Patrick, said they responded to a call around 7:39 a.m. and were quickly able to get the blaze under control. He explained that they initially responded to the blaze with two fire trucks and eight personnel, but this was later upgraded.
That response was upgraded by an additional appliance from the St. John Fire Station and four additional personnel, with a total of 15 personnel attending the incident. The incident was contained to a section of the structure on the eastern side of the complex on the first floor in what is referred to as a micro lab. And at present, the fire is extinguished and investigations are being conducted to determine cause of fire and also to provide sufficient information that we can give an all clear for personnel to resume operations.
Deputy Chief Fire Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Henderson Patrick, in the lunchtime edition. President of the East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Pastor Anthony Hall, is concerned about the surge in youth violence and believes more needs to be done to address the issue. Speaking during a news briefing this morning, Pastor Hall emphasized the church's long-standing commitment to addressing societal issues in the island. The pastor also expressed frustration that the church is often only acknowledged in times of crisis.
Seventh-day Adventists have always been involved with the society. We're always in community speaking to people about the ideas of parenting, family life concerns in general. We are concerned that children are not being parented. in the way that they should. They're being left alone. The values that underpin and undergird our society historically are being whittled away by philosophies that have been imported. They come from beyond our shores. And there's a slight pushback, a de-emphasizing of the role of the church in people's lives on an ongoing basis. Okay. It concerns us, it worries us, and sometimes maybe slightly angers us that only when something bad happens do people raise their voices to say, what is the church doing?
Okay.
So it is clear to the Seventh-day Adventist population that many people in society want the benefits, right, the social benefits of what the church can do for the society.
President of the East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Pastor Anthony Hall. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons is ramping up efforts to ensure its members are digitally equipped. President of BARP, Marilyn Rice Bowen, highlighted that one of the organization's major projects this year is to help older people transition digitally as the world moves away from paper bills and traditional methods of communication. Ms. Rice Bowen told Starcom Network News that starting next month, BARP will roll out a series of training programs aimed at familiarizing members with online banking and digital payment platforms. Her comments came as BARP celebrates its 29th anniversary on Friday.
One of our major projects for this year is to make sure that our members are digitally equipped, because on every occasion, the world is moving away from paper or bills, etc. And our members, therefore, must be able to access their bills, to pay bills. So in that regard, BARP has embarked on training programs. So we have some training programs which we will be rolling out early next month. It's November, where members could come in. On some days they'll be trained on digital banking. Some days they will have exposure to how to pay bills online from different, like SurePay, etc. So we are going to be extremely busy between November through December as we seek to prepare our members to embrace the technology.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marilyn Rice Bowen. She's also urging members to utilize the business center. The head of the United Nations Integrated Office in Haiti, Maria Salvador, has warned that criminal gangs are stepping up attacks in areas they do not yet control and that the situation in Haiti has deteriorated. And finally, Kamala Harris's calendar today is focused on Pennsylvania as she remains set on winning over support across the crucial swing state. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is campaigning in Georgia, one of the seven key battleground states, and will attend a rally in the state later on today. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Agricultural Society assures chicken shortage is temporary and urges against the importation of poultry. Investigations are ongoing to determine the cause of a fire at Banks Breweries this morning. The Seventh-day Adventist Church addresses social issues and calls for greater community engagement. BARP prepares seniors for digital transition with new training programs and criminal gangs stepping up attacks in Haiti. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Krista J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.